Live on 88.5 today, we have a KNKX School of Jazz studio session with the All-Stars from the Bothell High School Jazz Band, joined by their mentor, one of the Northwest's most in-demand trumpet players, Jim Sisko. With Mr. Sisko today, Richard Connolly on trombone, Preston Lee plays tenor sax, Johnny Wins at the piano, that's Jada Farrell on bass, and Tucker Wilson behind the drums. Please welcome the School of Jazz All-Stars from Bothell High School with Jim Sisko.
One, two, three, four.
Right on. Bothell High School Jazz All-Stars with Jim Sisko, their mentor, featured on trumpet. Live on 88.5 KNKX. Great to have all you kids here. And you, Jim. Jim, you're teaching at Bellevue College in the jazz program there, but I would love to hear about your jazz education. What was it like when you were coming up?
Well, I was lucky. I grew up in the Northwest. I've been here most of my life, other than a little bit of touring. And I was just, quite honestly, blessed to be with some remarkable teachers, people that have come down from this lineage of incredible instructors in this region. And I almost quit playing the trumpet. And my mom said, hey, there's a new band director coming to the junior high. Why don't we get you a couple of lessons with this guy? And he was a trumpet player, and a great trumpet player. And I got a few lessons from this wonderful man by the name of Tom Wilson. He was my middle school band director. And then I stepped up into the high school with Gary Evans at Lake Washington, and basically just got handed off from one great player and teacher to another, and even in my journey at Central. So, you know, just luck of the draw to wake up and to be part of this community and to have wonderful teachers guiding you all the way.
And really fantastic up-and-coming band from Bothell High School featuring Richard Connolly on the trombone. Richard, tell us about working to get ready for this session, working with Jim. How did that all unfold?
Well, it's definitely been a wonderful experience working with Jim. Jazz being such a foreign language and trying to learn it, working with Jim, it's like going to another country and getting immersed in it. And it helps you compound your previous knowledge. And it's just been a wonderful experience.
And Johnny Wynn on piano, and bring you up to the microphone, part of a family dynasty at the Bothell High School Jazz Program. Tell your brother, your big brother is here. He's now playing jazz guitar at UW. What was it like growing up with a big brother as part of the program and then coming into it yourself?
Yeah, well, I started out as a classical pianist, and then my brother got me into jazz, and I started listening a lot more. And I joined Jazz Vin in like sixth grade. And I've played since.
Smoking solo, man. Sounding good.
Thank you.
We're going to bring the bass player to the microphone, Jada Farrell, one of a long line of fantastic young women playing bass in the Northwest. And tell us about working with the big band at Bothell High School and the power and the teamwork that that band requires from the perspective of a bass player.
It's been a really great experience in the big band with Bothell. In the rhythm section, I think it's like especially important for a solid bass player. Like, you think the drummer has the most influence time-wise, but really it's like a combined effort, and it's super important for them to be locked in during big band kind of stuff.
Fantastic, Jada. Sounding great back there. We're going to hear another song from the band. Sneak a little Kenny Garrett into the mix here. It's the All-Star Combo from Bothell High School's Jazz Band with Jim Sisko, their mentor on trumpet, live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Yeah. It's the All-Star Combo from Bothell High School's jazz program with Jim Sisko, their mentor, featured on the trumpet live on 88.5, a School of Jazz session we're proud to share with you today. Another question for Jim Sisko, teaching at Bellevue College, in Bellevue, of course. And I wonder, for a high school kid hoping to get into Bellevue College's jazz program, what are you expecting from incoming freshmen talent-wise?
You know, I don't even look for it from a talent perspective. I'm really looking more about a will, desire, commitment to play music, something about, you know, furthering yourself. We're a Bellevue College, but we really function as a community college. And so I bring people from all age levels and all, you know, abilities. And we try to put everybody together and make music together. So I'm less concerned about what skills you bring, but more about your passion for music.
Fantastic. I want to talk to the third member of our rhythm section, Tucker Wilson, behind the drum kit. Build on that a little bit. We're teenage kids. We're just starting to learn about the vast range of jazz over the past 100 years. Are you focused in on the legends of jazz from back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, or are you more focused on some of the modern jazz drummers today?
Well, I think it's pretty important that you focus on both age ranges, because if you start in the 30s and the 40s, you have a lot of very influential people like Papa Joe Jones and very, very large names that come throughout there. And then you can come later on in the year where you have people like Jeff Hamilton and Mel Lewis and then Brian Blade. They're very influential people, and they all have very different styles of playing, but each one of them is very important to the jazz concept. So depending on what music you're playing, you'd either try and sound like Art Blakey or like Papa Joe Jones or like Chick Webb, or there's more modern ones where it's like, hey, I want to sound like Jeff Hamilton, or I want to sound like Brian Blade. Mm-hmm. So it kind of depends on the music, but it's also very important to be able to be a multifaceted player.
Right on, Tucker's been spending a lot of time listening to music. Good for you. Let's talk to the leader of the Preston Lee Quartet. Preston Lee on saxophone, available for weddings and bar mitzvahs, folks. Is building on what Tucker was talking about a little bit there, Preston, for a young kid, jazz can mean something different than it means to someone who's been listening to the Giants. And I wonder how you think about jazz from a classical to modern perspective.
Well, I think people think of jazz as this, as a syncopation and the swing rhythms and stuff, but I think it goes a lot more than that. I think jazz is, well, I mean, it's originally protest music, and it originated in the, like, in the 20s, where people were less fortunate than we are now, and I think, like, it's an expression of culture and history while also being a dance music and an art form. And I think when you look at even in the 40s and 50s with Miles Davis and, like, how he said he saw what was going on and just, like, turned it on its head, and I think jazz is more is not like necessarily within any boundaries. I think it's always changing. I think it's always developing. And I think for a young person, it's mainly about community and playing with your friends and playing with a bunch of talented musicians.
Right on, Preston. Exactly right. And Richard, I'd like to bring you back to the microphone. Richard Connolly on the trombone. You're working a little bit with Jim Sisko's big band on the side. I wonder what you can tell us about learning on the bandstand outside of the classroom. And what do you pick up from the fellows in the band on stage?
Yeah, Preston Lee and I both have the pleasure of playing in Jim's big band. For me, it's I've noticed my vocabulary growing and growing, playing with a bunch of people who really want to be there. There, a lot of them are much more talented than I am, and it's allowed me to grow so much over the last, I think, 3 months that I've been able to play with them, and I can't wait to play more.
We've got time for one more song. We're going to swing some Thad Jones to close out our studio session season. It's the fabulous All-Star Jazz Combo from Bothell High School with Jim Sisko on trumpet, live on 88.5.